Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of The DBC Show, coming to you from the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined at the table this week by my good friends from dbcrentalstore.com, Mr. Paul Krieger.
Hey, everybody.
From monerafinancial.com, Ms. Amy Krieger.
Hello.
And from dbcresalemarket.com, Ms. Linda Smith.
Hello. Hello, hello.
We have, and of course, our producer, I almost forgot him, Corey Fiascanaro.
Welcome home.
I was joking around with these guys, since we have somebody from Rental Store, Resale Market, and Monera Financial, it's like the holy trinity of advertisers. And that's a segue into... this show, along with all the DBC content we produce, is brought to you by the world of DBC, which includes these three companies I just mentioned. DBCRentalStore.com, if you'd like to rent DBC points, try before you buy, or rent out your points, which we're going to have a discussion about that today. DBCResaleMarket.com, if you'd like to save money on your DBC resale or on your DBC contract, buy it resale from DBC Resale Market from folks like this lovely lady here. She can help you out. And from Monera Financial, if you want help paying for your DBC resale contract. And we're going to do a little role playing, Amy and I, since Amy works for Monera. This is kind of how it goes. Can I have some money for my DBC contract?
Sure.
There it is. That's it. That's how it goes. Okay.
I have to check your pulse first.
Oh, that's the barrier to entry. Is you have to have a pulse. If you enjoy our content, please make sure you support our sponsors because that's how we pay for it. And someone left the sound on their computer on as he's sitting there doing his DBC rental store work while we're doing a show.
I'm just pulling up notes, so I actually like I know what I'm talking about.
So I'm glad you are pulling up notes because today we are going to talk about renting DBC points, both renting out your points and if you want to rent points. There's been some stories in the news lately. Let's start with this. When I say news, I mean national news stories about people getting ripped off renting out DBC points. So why don't you talk a little bit about that, Paul?
Yeah, it's something that we're starting to hear more and more of, especially in the past few months. But it's something that's always been out there as a risk. So, you know, guests coming to DBC Rental Store looking to rent, or guests looking to rent points in general, are looking for a value to stay in a deluxe Disney Vacation Club villa. It's definitely a lot cheaper to rent points and go that route as opposed to purchasing directly and paying that full rack rate price for that Disney Vacation Club room. But there are multiple different private rental forums on Facebook.
On Disboards.
We have a rental forum on there as well. But the one thing about these places are that they're, I guess, unsecure is the best word to put it.
Yeah, well, I mean, where Disboards is concerned, you know, we've set up a system that, you know, fortunately has worked very, very well over the years. And we've not had any major problems, not to the scale of what we're talking about here. But you are dealing, you know, we let you know up front, it's buyer beware. We're just facilitating the conversation. We don't get involved in the transaction. So it's between you and the member when you're renting points like that, that you need to hope that this all goes well. But as yeah. these stories illustrate,
yeah, it's sort of like living on a prayer that you show up and you actually have a room to stay in a lot of these situations. So the biggest that recently came out in one of these forums was one gentleman that apparently scammed over 20 families out of over $80,000. What he did was basically book rooms, and he would even show confirmation emails to these families that the room was booked, everything was good to go. But then some point in that process, he would go ahead and cancel it and take the money and run, basically, and did this to countless people. You can actually, over on DVC Rental Store, we have a little bit of an article that talks about that, and we've linked to this story and another story that we believe was affected by this same gentleman who scammed a family out of $5,000. But all of these are tragic stories that end in a family spending a lot of money and not getting to go on a Walt Disney World vacation. And so at DVC Rental Store, you are going to have that assurance and that guarantee by having us as that intermediary, by having signed legal documents in place between you, the guest, and the member. You're going to have that assurance and sort of that guarantee that you're going to be able to go on this vacation, and there's not going to be these issues of sort of running into this situation.
Right. And that peace of mind, because, you know, we're talking thousands of dollars sometimes, oftentimes.
Yeah.
With these reservations, and you know, it matters where you get them from. It matters where you get them from.
Yeah.
And this is those stories. I mean, I was surprised that, you know, there was so much attention nationally. Mm-hmm. On these stories. And again, it has the word Disney in it. So that immediately gets.
Especially these days.
Yeah, right now, especially. It gets attention because it's Disney.
Yeah.
But, you know, to reassure people that, you know, transactions like what go on with DVC Rental Store, many of them every day, every week. And as Paul said, you have the assurance of this company guaranteeing this process. And that's a big deal.
And we do a lot of it. You know, last year alone, we rented over 1 million points. So, you know, we do have that reputation behind us as DVC Rental Store. Anybody that is Better Business Bureau people out there, you know, we have an A+ rating with the BBB. So, you know, we do have a lot of people that are telling positive stories about their experiences as guests. And at the end of the day, that's what we want. We want you to be able to go on your vacation. We want you to be able to have a wonderful trip. And we don't want you to have to worry about issues like these families have dealt with. And again, these are just two stories that sort of hit the mainstream media. You know, there are many, many more out there, many more situations like that. So if you are a guest and you are thinking about renting DVC points for your next Disney World vacation, you know, that is definitely the primary reason why I really would recommend to go with DVC Rental Store. Above and beyond that, we have amazing customer service, and we're going to take care of you, make sure that all your questions are answered along the way, but we just don't want to see sort of situations like this happen to another family.
No, and that was one of the reasons we thought this was a good idea to do a show on Point Rentals, kind of reassure people that not all these situations, these situations aren't the norm. They aren't the norm, and that, you know, and I figured we could make it into a larger discussion about renting out points and renting points for, you know, to help people understand it, because it can get a little complicated.
Yeah, and it's, you know, we even see it a lot in DVC Fan all the time, you know, still people like, what? I can rent my points? Like, or what? I can rent points? Like, there's still, to a lot of people, like, it's a new idea out there. So, once and for all, yes, you can rent points and stay in a Disney Vacation Club villa for a fraction of the cost. Or if you have points that you're not going to be using, we would love to rent them for you and hand you a pile of cash, basically.
Yeah. And, you know, we were talking right before we started recording that Fiasco just did this.
Yes, and I have all my info pulled up so I can recall it, like, right off the bat here. So I rented my points out through DVC Rental Store, and it was so smooth that by the time I booked the reservation for the person who wanted to take the vacation, the next day I had the money in my PayPal. So I'm looking right here, February 21st. I went on their open listings because there's a few different ways you can rent points. Yep. I specifically did the way called open listings where somebody basically says, hey, I want this vacation. And I say, okay, I can give you that vacation. And I choose their listing. And then I go in, I book what they want. And I would say, first off, don't get ahead of yourself and start being like, oh, like the dates are right there. I'll just start going and booking it, because it doesn't take long at all, like a few hours. And you'll get an email from them, and it will say the exact names on the reservation. So this person specifically was a family of four, and you want to make sure you get all their names right on that reservation, because you will end up calling Disney to fix it if you get ahead of yourself and put the wrong names in. But once you do that and book the reservation for them, I got a contract for us both to sign the next morning. And then right after I signed that, it was about, 2 hours later, the money's in my account. So
wow.
Pretty solid, right? Yeah, I was surprised at that too. I was like, oh, maybe like I'll get it in like a week or something. It wasn't, it's not 100%. So they pay, I think it was 70%, 75%.
75%, yep. Yep.
And then the rest of it will come when the family travels in July. So yeah, I was surprised too. I was like, maybe like a week or something, I think I'll get paid. And it was like, boom, yeah. Just right a few hours later.
PayPal is definitely the best payment method if you are a member looking to rent your points. You know, that is the fastest. We also offer ACH payment and check. I had a friend of mine, Phil Murphy, who rented some points not too long ago. And he sent me a message probably like a week after we rented them. And he's like, where's my money? And I'm like, what do you mean? And he was like, where's my money? And I said, what did you choose for payment method? And he goes, check. And I said, that's on you, bro. Like, you're at the mercy of the USPS at that point. And whenever they decide to drop it off at your doorstep, that's going to be on you. So I highly recommend, you know, have Fiasco's experience and have it a couple hours later is probably the best option.
But. Yeah, send a question mark. It's 2022 when you chose check.
Poor Phil. Getting called out.
Yeah, that, really.
He deserved it.
Full name, too.
There's no mercy.
No mercy.
Now, I just want to clarify what Paul is talking about when you say you save money by renting points. DVC takes rooms that they have available. And I won't go into the myriad of ways that this is done, but DVC finds itself with rooms available that they can then put out there for people to book like regular hotel rooms. And the price on those is yielded the same way any Disney hotel room price would be yielded. So depending on how busy the resort is, depending on time of year, any number of factors, that price is going to fluctuate. And if you have done any shopping lately, and I say this as the owner of a Disney-centric travel agency, if you have done any shopping lately for Disney hotel rooms, you know, right now the prices are astronomical. They are out of control. Now, not the same thing, really, when done by renting points.
Correct.
You're paying a certain amount per point. What's the general price per point now?
It varies depending on resorts, but it's in the low 20s, I believe.
Okay, so yeah. You're going to say like $21 a point or whatever it is. That you're going to rent those points out for. When you do, and you've got to do an apples to apples comparison, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can't compare the room, what you're paying renting points for a studio at Old Key West to a room at the All-Star. Okay. Although lately with the pricing on the rooms at the All-Star, you might find they are six of one, half dozen of the other. But when you're comparing it to the same room, it is always cheaper when you go through renting points.
Amy and I have experienced this ourselves, but you know, prior to becoming DVC members, we traditionally stayed at like a moderate level accommodation. And that typically is sort of that range of individuals that we see moving to renting DVC points is people that are staying in the moderates, because when you look at the cost comparison there, you're going to pay the same rate as you would in staying at like Caribbean Beach, and now you're staying at Grand Floridian or Bay Lake or something like that.
Yeah, definitely. And honestly, you know, even like Pop Century, we paid $300 mm-hmm. for Pop Century for Moonlight Magic last month.
That's insane.
So right? Yeah, it is crazy. So even so, like in some cases, some of the value and moderate prices kind of catch up, you mean, to the rental price. And then the renting price for rental store also includes like a built-in insurance that, you know, if you cancel within certain days, you get certain amounts of credit back. And so that's something that you won't get, especially if you're renting through, you know, like a private person. Typically, it's you pay, you rent, and then the member is not canceling. You know what I mean? Especially mm-hmm. since they'll probably get to a certain point where they'll lose their points. So if you cancel, usually you're done. You know what I mean? There's no cancellation. So that insurance is also very helpful.
Yeah, our stress-free cancellation policy is amazing for both guests and members, and really evolved out of the pandemic and what we've been through in the past 2 to 3 years. But we realized that, you know, both guests are looking for protection for their vacation, but members are also looking for protection for their money. And so on the guest
points
and their points, yeah. And so on the guest side of things, as Amy was sort of saying, we have a tiered program in which you'll get a credit back for the value, depending on how close to that reservation check-in date you actually cancel the reservation. And then that credit is valid for 2 years. So you're going to be able to use those funds towards another vacation within 2 years. And on the member side of things, if the guest would cancel their stay after they've paid their deposit, basically, let's look at Fiasco's example right now. If the person that's traveling on Fiasco's trip would cancel their vacation right now, we are going to guarantee that his payout still. He's not going to have to give us back that 75% that we've already paid him. We're still going to pay him that 25% that is due on that date of check-in. And what we're going to do is essentially try to find someone else to go on that vacation. And we'll work with Fiasco to sort of work through those name changes and things like that. But his points are rented. That's done and dusted. He's good to go. And the guest has the option to get a credit if they do have an unforeseen reason that they would have to cancel. So,
and then you pay the member for their time if they have to go on and make changes. After like a canceled reservation.
Yeah, right. We do offer a courtesy payment because we realize that Fiasco does not want to wait on hold for 3 hours with member services just for the fun of it. And so we do sort of compensate them for that additional time if we would need to change.
And sad that that's not an exaggeration.
That is not an exaggeration.
The 3 hour
at all.
Wait with member services is not an exaggeration.
Sad but true.
Yeah.
Sad but true. And I'd like to just add on that I just want to keep underline that renting points exists. If I had a nickel for every time I spoke to a wonderful person on the phone and I said, have you thought about renting your points? Well, what is that? How does that work? And, you know, I think our companies have wonderful synergy. You know, like we had a client a few weeks ago that it just wasn't working for purchasing. He needed to do something. I referred him over to the DVC rental store and he rented out what I think, Paul, was about 850 points.
Yeah.
So that was very, very, very nice. And what it was a family reunion because it wasn't something they did all the time and they weren't going to do it again. But renting points exists. It for us of the DVC resale market, how it really, really helps our clients as well is say they're coming in and they're going to purchase a listing, but they just are not going to vacation this year or maybe deep into next year. And they're like, I really, really like this listing, but gosh, you know, it's a little higher than what I want to spend. I wish there was a way for me to get a lower price. Well, have you thought about renting your points, recouping the cost over some time, and let's do the net at what your new true price per point's going to be when you buy this. And guess what? Maybe you'll pay your annual dues this year with those rental points as well. It is a wonderful, wonderful cyclical relationship and built on layers of success. So I'm just all about every person I talk to, I'll ask them, and think about this.
Yep.
And someday do this.
Yeah.
Come back to this.
It's been wonderful now that we have, what did you call it? The Holy Trinity? Now that we have the Holy Trinity underworld of DVC, you know, it is very simple that, you know, if you're talking to me at rental store and you have a question about, you know, buying or selling a contract, I'm going to send you over to Linda. And if you're in that process and there's a question about financing, they're going to send you over to Amy.
No, he walks down and knocks on my door.
I don't walk. Normally, I just scream down the hall, Amy!
The other thing is that I think it's a misconception that a lot of members have that renting is not allowed. And that is not the case. It's mentioned in the public service offerings. Is that how you say
public
it?
Public offering statement.
Yeah. POS. Public offering statement. It's mentioned multiple times. It says certain things for, you know, if you're renting for compensation, if you're renting and giving it, you know, to like a family or friends. But it mentions it multiple times. And, you know, just like Pete was talking about, DVC themselves they're the biggest renter of points. Yep. I mean, that's what happens when you see those cash villas. They are themselves renting their points. So renting is not going away. You know what I mean? The ability for members to rent is not going away. So it's very much allowed. There are limits to, you know, like how much, but for most of us, the average DVC member, we don't come anywhere near those.
Now, we're talking about the process of renting points. Let's talk about the process of renting out your points. Because, you know, we tell people all the time that using your points to go through DVC and take an Adventures by Disney trip or take a Disney cruise vacation is a terrible waste of your points. The smarter way to do that is to rent your points out, take that cash and pay cash for that vacation.
Yep.
That, and if you do the math of what you'll get, especially now that the price that's being paid out on point rentals went up.
Yep.
And we'll talk about that in a second. That the, if you take a look at that amount that you'll get versus how many points you would need to go through Disney for that cruise, for example, that's when you start to realize it's just a terrible use of your points. It's much smarter to rent them out, take that cash, and do your vacation that way.
Yeah, and if you head over, we call that basic process a swap. So essentially, you know, you're going to rent your points, you're going to get a boatload of cash, and you're going to put that towards something else, you know, whether that be a big screen TV, whether that be a cruise with Disney. And we have multiple comparisons on our website just so that you can look at that, because I think that's what I really, I hate to hear people that go direct through Disney and use their points in that manner. Granted, we all purchased Disney Vacation Club for a different reason, and maybe that's one of the reasons you chose to do it, but you know, we're all about saving money as well, and that's what this is about at the end of the day. So just to your example, Pete, you know, we have examples on our website. If we look at a 7-night Eastern Caribbean cruise on the Fantasy, okay, for this spring, that would cost you, if you were choosing to use your points through Disney directly, that would cost you 674 points per person plus a $95 transaction fee to book that stateroom. Oof. If you would to basically...
And what category is that? Is that even a veranda?
I have no idea.
Okay.
It's not the concierge floor.
Says the Disney Cruise Line guy to the the rental guy. Yeah, I don't know. I'll get back to you on that.
Yeah.
But for that same comparison, again, we're looking at just taking the value of renting your points through DVC Rental Store and applying that to that cruise. That's going to be 331 points. So, like, that's more than half. You've saved more than half of those points by actually just doing that rental transaction as opposed to booking directly through.
And you're getting the same stateroom.
Same stateroom, same level of service, same.
Yep. And that's why we say this. Now, how much right now are people getting when they rent out their points?
So we just recently increased our member payout to an all-time high level, can't believe we're even saying these numbers, of $18 per point.
Jeez.
For premium points that are rented for certain resorts within their home resort booking window. And you can visit our website for more information about what resorts are premium versus what are non-premium. But essentially, you know, think of the ones that people are always going after: Beach Club, Boardwalk, Polynesian, whole list of resorts. Those are going to pay out if you have points at those resorts and you're looking to rent those points within that 7 to 11 month booking window. You're going to get that premium payout of $18 per point. And we also raised our lower tier payout as well, up to $16 per point.
Wow.
So those are industry leading numbers. You know, we pride ourselves in not only giving you the smoothest and easiest way to rent your points, but also taking care of our members and giving them the best value for their points across the industry as well. So,
and I think in that comparison with Disney Direct, I think if you want to rent points from Disney, they're at $19 a point, but there's a big, big difference here. There's a maximum of points that you can rent during a year, and it's like 24.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's not very,
Disney does it. Disney does it if, you know, you're booking something with points and you're 10 points short.
Mm-hmm. It's a Band-Aid.
Right. It's just to get you over that hurdle.
And only at the 7-month window. So you can't use it for like a home resort booking.
Nope.
Right.
Yeah.
One of the number one questions that we get all the time is, what does this process look like? And I'm glad that, you know, Fiasco sort of outlined that. But to get started, you would head to dvcrentalstore.com and click on the button that says Rent My Points. From there, you're going to supply us with a little bit of general information about yourself to create an account on our website. And then you're going to add the points that you're looking to rent. From that point forward, our member relations team is going to take over and advise you on what the best route to rent those points are. As Fiasco said, you know, he basically went the route where once you have an account with us, you can sort of see current guest requests that we have, and you can say, hey, I've got points to meet that request. I'm going to claim that request. And at that point, we'll send you all of the booking information like Fiasco did. You'll book that room and you'll get paid. Another method, if you want to be a little bit more hands-off, is to just sort of load your points in and let us reach out to you. And we'll reach out to you and say, hey, I've got this guest that's looking to stay in Boardwalk Villas for these specific dates, and your points match that. Are you interested in booking that? And you can say yes or no. And last but not least is what we call confirmed reservations. You know, each person that loads their points in has a different scenario of why they're renting their points. Some people might have forgotten about their points and they're going to expire in 3 or 4 months or something like that. There's multiple different situations that we encounter. And so that's why our member relations team is always there to give you the best recommendation on how to rent those. So sometimes we will recommend that maybe you have an existing reservation already intact and you were thinking about canceling it to rent the points. We may tell you just to keep that reservation, and we're going to list that reservation for sale as opposed to just renting your points the traditional route. Because we're also sort of, again, we're emerging from the past 18 months to, I keep saying 18 months, but it's like 2 years now. But we're emerging from the past 2 years, and people want to go to Walt Disney World. Like, the demand is higher than ever, and the DVC demand is higher than ever. So, you know, people that are looking to travel last minute, guests that are looking to travel last minute, those confirmed reservations are your best bet of getting to Walt Disney World and saving some money on a DVC villa. Because if you were to reach out to us and say, we're filming this in April. If you were to reach out and say, hey, I want to go to Boardwalk in May, there's just no availability. Availability is already gone for those dates. So availability continues to be a big issue with Disney Vacation Club. And so that's where these confirmed reservations are just another way to both rent your points, but also another great opportunity for guests along the way as well.
Yeah. It's a great service. I've rented out points. I've rented points. Fiasco's rented out his points.
Yep. When that money hit my account, I was like, I want to do it again. Let's do it again right now.
Points are fun.
Right? Points are fun.
Points are fun. And I think that covers the basics, of course. You can head over to dvcrentalstore.com and get more information on renting points. And of course, you know, we're going to put out Paul. We'll put up Paul's personal phone number. So you can.
It's fine.
I'm kidding.
It's enough places as it is. No, but truthfully, you know, myself, any of us at DVC Rental Store, or any of us within the world of DVC, you know, reach out to any of us and we'll get you to the right place to answer any questions you have about renting or buying or lending or any of that stuff.
So. All right. And that, I guess, will do it for this episode of our show. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you again next week with another edition of the DVC Show. Have a great week, folks.